You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Good morning, Shane.
Hi, Eitan.
Thank you for joining us at the studio. You, of course, representing the Australian Jewish News, and as usual, every weekend you give us a brief on the past week in Jewish Australia. So the stage is yours.
Well, we'll start in Sydney news. The New South Wales State Labor Party has pledged $2 million for Jewish communal security should it win the New South Wales election. It was announced last week. Of course, the New South Wales election is in about just under 2 months' time. The funding was committed during a meeting with Jewish communal representatives attended by Deputy Leader of the Labor Party in the Legislative Council, Walt Secord, and he was representing Opposition Leader Michael Daly. Around 40 places of Jewish worship, schools, aged care facilities and other sites would benefit from this $2 million grant. And it follows a federal government pledge last October to contribute $2.2 million to communal security as part of the Safer Communities Fund scheme. The $4 million in total would allow the community to proceed with a much-needed CCTV upgrade at communal sites in Sydney's eastern suburbs, North Shore, the Inner West, Parramatta, St George and the Hunter region. Now, while Jewish communal sites are among the most at risk in Australia, much of the community's security infrastructure has not been upgraded in more than 20 years. So this promise was welcomed by the New South Wales Council for Jewish Community Security, Chairman Peter Wise. He said, over the years, the New South Wales Jewish community has worked hard to improve its security infrastructure, and this commitment from New South Wales Labor comes at an opportune moment as the need for additional funding has been very urgent for some time.
You know, the issue of provision of funds for the Jewish community as a whole is a major dedication of all states' government on an ongoing basis, which shows that Australia is very, very much caring for the safety of Jewish people in this very special and unique period of time. It goes on and on. And the one thing that I'd like to ask you is, we read in the Jewish news about issues that are happening in the streets of Sydney or Melbourne with Jewish kids.
Yes, there's been quite a alarming incident last week. Of course, it follows 1 week before there was an anti-Semitic incident against a rabbi. So this time there were three teenagers, Jewish teenagers, 14 years old and two 15-year-old boys. And they'd caught the wrong bus 900 heading from Chadstone to Oakley. They found on board there was a group of teenagers sitting with them, and they started harassing them. Alarmingly, there were many different anti-Semitic comments aimed at them. But one of them really shocked one of the boys, Josh, as the comment was, "Gas the Jews." And he said he was the statement caught him completely by surprise and upset him greatly. And he responded to the boys. He said, you know, you don't say anything like that. It's very hurtful. And he mentioned that he had family members who were Holocaust survivors. And in fact, some perished in the Holocaust. And that didn't seem to make any difference. And also alarmingly, there were some adult bystanders on the bus who witnessed the incident but did not intervene. So that's also quite worrying.
That's a local incident, about anti-Semitic approach to Jewish children on way from shopping to their place of residence. And we are talking about the BDS, or the modern BDS is usually against the state of Israel, but you can see locally events that you just indicated, and then hear again about anti-Israel activities worldwide. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, well, in this case, it was a visual aspect to it. Obviously, they were identifiable as Jews. They were wearing kippahs, and so they were particularly targeted, which is seems to be happening a lot in Melbourne at the moment. In terms of BDS, that's also a worry. That's a lot of the BDS people were claiming it's only anti-Israel. But, you know, in some cases that's true. But I guess more and more, the difference between anti-Israel and anti-Semitism is kind of making it harder to separate them, I guess. So it's becoming an issue, more and more of an issue, I think.
Yes, and there is a lot, I would say, to provide food for thought to the connection. As we say, this is a one nation, the Jewish nation, and you can see the price that young and innocent children are walking in the streets of London, and there is an approach against them for whatever reason that we all know about, or if it's to do with Paris or it's to do with Melbourne or Sydney. Yes, and what can you still add to the repertoire of events about Jewish Australia?
Well, again on BDS, the Zionist Federation of Australia has condemned Amnesty International for aligning itself with the anti-Semitic Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions, BDS, movement after it released a report urging online travel companies to remove Jewish listings in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. So the report, released at the end of January, purports to show how Airbnb, Booking.com, Expedia and TripAdvisor, obviously everyone uses those sites all the time, how they drive tourism to the settlements in the West Bank and contribute, the report says, to their existence and expansion. And the report also says, quote, the designation of certain locations as tourist sites is also used by the Israeli government to justify the takeover of Palestinian land and homes, end quote. And it calls on governments to legislate against companies conducting business in these settlements. Obviously, there is quite a big reaction from Jewish leaders here in Australia to that. The Zionist Federation of Australia President Jeremy Leibler called out the organizations for hypocrisy, he claimed. He said Amnesty International is notorious for cherry-picking human rights issues, which are consistent with its biased and one-sided agenda, he said. He said instead of doing that, and he also mentioned, if it was indeed committed to work towards a peaceful resolution in the region, Amnesty International would condemn, for example, President Mahmoud Abbas as well for failing to hold democratic elections 14 years in a row, and also for not mentioning any incidents of anti-Semitism. So Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rivkin also said, just the latest attack by Amnesty International in a long war waged by them and other once respectable human rights organizations, he said, who are intent on turning public opinion against Israel and bringing about its economic and political isolation. This is an issue that's, potentially it affects so many people who go traveling, Australians included, to the Middle East and to Israel.
Amazing. Let's finish with a very unique story about someone who lives in the Blue Mountains, and a really unique story, and maybe you can tell about this very special Holocaust survivor.
Yes, his name is George Winston. So just in case your listeners are not too familiar with the Blue Mountains, I actually once lived there, and I met this gentleman before. Yeah. So out of a population of 76,000, there's only 156 Jews who live in the whole of the Blue Mountains. And George Winston, a Holocaust survivor, Jew, has just been named the Blue Mountains Citizen of the Year.
Wow.
So that's a huge honor. He got this for doing quite many different things, but the biggest one on the list is since he moved to the Blue Mountains 20 years ago, he helped co-found the Blue Mountains Refugee Support Group, which has become one of the biggest organizations of its kind in regional Australia. He was the secretary for almost all that time, and even today, at the age of 84, he still is the fundraising coordinator. So the Blue Mountains Mayor, Mark Greenhill, said, as a post-war refugee, George's deep empathy and compassion have assisted many others into a challenging transition and new life in Australia. And for many of us who live in the Blue Mountains, the mayor said his humanitarian focus has provided us with all a conduit to make our community a better place.
We should ask George to try and organize a minyan in the Blue Mountain. And I mean, it's amazing to know that, I think that George is not the only one to try, especially in late years, to live outside the Jewish suburbs. And okay, it's amazing. We have to be proud of George to represent the Jewish community in the, how do you call it, the countryside of Australia.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Thank you so much, Shane Desiatnik. Shabbat is behind us, and we are looking forward for next week for good news, and thank you. Shavua Tov to you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.